here, though. Compassive. Yeah, thanks. What's your name? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Sumit.
Sumit. Oh, nice name. Sumit.
In Nandaga.
Sumit. We actually mean Sumitra. Good friend.
In Nandgaon, Pujaris said that they are worshipping Radharani as Krishna's wife. Why?
Wife, yeah.
Yeah, why? Why is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. The Brijvasis, not only in Nandgaon, but probably all over Braj Mandal, we heard this 40 years ago when I first came to Vrindavan, 1977. Now it's 40 years. And, you know, we heard like that. And what's the explanation? Or how is it? Because they have some basis for that. Because in Shastra there's some naimittic leelas described where Krishna marries Radharani, and there's in Bandiravan. Bandiravan is one of the Dwadasavan of Jurasi Kosh, Brajmandal. The Brajmandal, this forest, and there it's on the other side of Yamuna. There's five Panchavan, five forests on the north side of Yamuna, and then seven on the south side, this side. So that is over there. There's Bajravan, Bandiravan, Bilvavan, and then Matvan, like this. So one day, Krishna gopis were playing over there, and the coward boys were also there. And then Brahma came, and he said, "Oh, you know, you should get married." So then Brahma, you can go there. It's a very nice place, Bandiravan. There's a murti of Brahma there, and there's a big, big banyan tree that's where the vivaha stali, the marriage place is there. And a very beautiful place in Braj. You can visit there on Yatra. I've been there several times. And Brahma came, and then he on behalf of the Radharani, he said, I'm the Pitamaha. I'm the great-grandfather of all living entities. So therefore, Radharani is also my family member. So I will give away, because someone has to give the daughter to the boy. So he said, I will give away my granddaughter to Krishna. So then their saris and dhotis were tied, and they did the fire yajna and seven times, all these things. So now they tell her, oh, they're married. And then they just laughed, and Brahma went away on his swan carrier, Hans Vahan, went back to Brahmaloka. Then Radharani went to Barsana, and Krishna went to Nandagaon. Like we play, like kids play. Okay, I'm going to be Prime Minister Modi, and now you have to listen to me. Oh, okay, sir, yeah. So everyone, they just play. So it was a play. It was a mock marriage, a play marriage. You must be, you know this, you've heard this, huh? So the Brijvasis, that's in probably Garga Samhita and other places, it's in Shastra, Puranas. So they say, see, here's the proof. They're married. And because even today, actually, that's kind of funny, because the Brijvasis, why do they think that Krishna's married to Radharani? Well, the basis of it is this Shastric story, and it's part and parcel, the Leelas itself of Vrindavan. They live in Vrindavan, they are Brijvasis, they know about Bandiravan, and they know the itihas and the history and Leela of that place. So then they accept that. And the other point is it's projection. It's called Atmana Manyate Jagat. We see the universe in terms of our own worldview. Like if I'm a thief and I'm a chore, and all the time I'm calculating how to steal, how to rob, how to steal something, then I see other people and I think, oh, this man, I think maybe he's stealing also. Because they think everyone's a thief, you know, because we think. So they're projecting, well, we're married, and everyone should be married. This is proper dharma. This is dharma. And Krishna came to this world in Gita. That same Krishna spoke to Gita in Kurukshetra, and he said, yada yada hi dharmasya glanhir bhavati bharata bhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So he came to establish dharma. He came to teach religion, and he taught the Gita, and he's Rukmini. He was Dwarkadish. He was so in Dwarka, Krishna was so properly married to the queens. So they can't imagine that So the logic is in the Shastra is that Krishna is married. And there's other verses which say that, there's other Shastras that say that Rukmini actually appears sometimes in Mathura. When Krishna is in Mathura, it's in the Bhagavatam, there's some purports describing that in some particular yugas, Rukmini appears, Rukmini and Krishna get married in Mathura. So Mathura is part of Brajmandal. So I say, well, he married Rukmini later on when he was older. But when he was young, this is their basis of their viewpoint. So it's acceptable. There's nothing wrong with it. That's their Brijvasi's vichara. Brijvasi vichara. It's correct, but it's also, for us, it's just lila. It's just a play. It's a mock lila. They're never married, and that's because all of our because we have all kinds of Puranas and all kinds of Shastras to show and prove, more the other point that Radharani is Krishna's eternal consort, and they're never married, although she is only the expansion of Krishna's body. They never married anyone else, and they're not married to Krishna. The so-called husbands of the gopis that we hear about in the Krishna book, they're called Chayapati. They're just shadows, or they're just made of the maya. But the gopis are Krishna's own body. Anyway, I can't remember the verse right now, but there's a verse in Brahma Samhita. It says, Nija Rupataya Kala. Says that the gopis are expansions of Krishna's own body. They are the gopis are the Ladini Shakti of Krishna. They're the Sarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is dancing with the gopis. He's just dancing with his own, they're Prem Sarup. They are the Prem Sarup of Krishna. They are the Ladini Sarup. Krishna is a Sandini and Samvit. Sandini and Samvit Sarup. And there is Ladini. So my energy expands and takes the form of Radharani. Okay, Radharani, we embrace, we dance. So he's dancing with himself. He's embracing himself. Radharani is the other self. Radharani is the other self of Krishna. She's the inner Krishna, the inside Krishna, the heart of Krishna. The heart of Krishna is Radharani. So then he takes his heart out and she takes a form as Radharani. Then Krishna dances with her. So that's our viewpoint, that she's non-different from Krishna. Shakti, Shakti, Mana, Beda. Shakti, Shakti, Mana, Beda. The Shakti and the one who owns the Shakti. The power and the powerful. Power and powerful. Shakti and the Shaktiman, one who owns the Shakti, they're abed. They're no difference. They're one. So Krishna is Radha, Radha is Krishna. They are one. You can't have sunshine without light. The sun and the sunshine, the sun and light. So the sun is Krishna and the light is Radharani. Krishna is the source and Radharani is the energy. So they're together. So we see that they're always together, and there's no impropriety, there's no immorality. It's not adharmic, it's not irreligious, because we understand everything quite clearly and philosophically on the basis of our Shastras and the basis of our Mahajans and Six Goswamis, Sad Goswami Vichara, that they are not different from Krishna. So we don't have any problem with it. But they don't, the Brijvasis as a genre, or as a group, as a whole group, they don't have that much in-depth knowledge, and they're not exposed to the Gaudiya Siddhanta. They don't. For them, Lord Chaitanya is just some Bengali saint from the 15th century. That we had Tukaram, we had Mirabai and Tukaram and Tulsidas and Narsimha Mehta in Gujarat, and all over India in the 15th century, there were so many great lady devotees and politicians and kings and queens and Rani Jhansi and this one, whoever, all these great people of India, great spiritualists, ladies or gentlemen or anyone, it was all 500 years ago. In the last 500 years, everyone's just animals. All animals being born. No one great. Everyone's just great at stealing and great at cheating and great at lying and great at exploiting each other. So many animals now. They see Lord Chaitanya as one of them. So that's your question you're asking is how they see like that. So that's the answer. That's their view. It's acceptable. It's the tradition. And they're happy with that, and they want to see it like that. Many people they pray, "Oh, Radha and Krishna, you're our mother and father. Please help us. Please help me with exams. Oh, Mother Radha. Oh, Krishna." That's nice. That's their bhav. That's their bhav, and it's also tattva siddhanta behind it. But so that's called swakiya bhav, lawful wedded wife, Radha and Krishna. But for us, that whole aspect of divinity. It is in the origin of that there's parakeya and swakeya, my wife and the wife of another, belonging to another, parakeya. So Krishna, that's a flavor of love, it's a flavor of experience, adventure, expectation, excitement to be married and then have an extramarital lover, to have another beside the wife, you have another girlfriend, lady friend, or besides the husband. So that's a very exciting type of love affair, although it's a dharmic. So Krishna is experiencing that with Radha and the gopis, and that's part of the fullness. That's part of the fullness of what we call Purna Bhagavan. Full means Purna, complete, full. So Krishna, there's Purna Bhagavan, there's Purnatara and Purnatam. So Krishna is full in Dwarka. He's more full in Mathura. And he's most full and most fully represented, all the aspects of Godhead in terms of Aishwarya, opulence and grandeur and wealth and strength and power. That's called Aishwarya. All of that plus all the Madhurya. Madhurya Aishwarya Militam in the Krishna Sarupam. So Krishna Sarup, Krishna and Vrindavan is the Sarvutam, Purnatam Bhagavan. He's the Purnatam, complete, topmost form. So Krishna is the most full of all these qualities. So that naturally he's the fullest in Ras, and he's the fullest in Madhurya, and fullest in Vatsalya, and fullest in Sakya, and fullest everything. So Madhurya, conjugal love, man-woman love, in this world we find two varieties, Parakya and Swakya. Married, lawful, dharmic love, and a dharmic, immoral, illicit love called parakeya. So that originates with Krishna. So he has that flavor, but for Krishna it's all dharma, because they're his dharma shaktis, his dharma patnis. Dharma patnis, Rukmini and Satyabhama, then dharma shaktis, they're his own nija shaktis, Radharani Lalita Vishaka. So for Krishna there's no adharma, there's no immorality. So this is the full understanding. But they see his mother, that's fine. If you want to see that and follow Brijbasi, then follow that. But then you're not you're only getting a bindu. You'll get a bindu. You'll get a bindu amritam bindu prapti instead of a sindu.